There's nobody like
Blog
our
Talk God. Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. God is so good. He's still merciful. He's still on the throne. He's doing what he says he's going to do. He's rounding up his troops. Are you a troop of God, or are you just a group out there? I call on you to become a troop of God, T-R-O-O-P, to be a soldier in the army of our Almighty God. These days we now live in, God is calling for someone to do what needs to be done. He told Jesus to send the word to us. Jesus said in Mark 16 chapter, go you, hey Willie Hunter, go into all the world. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach his gospel. Preach his, teach his gospel. He said, and remember this, he said, and lay hands on those who are sick, the afflicted, the eyes, the hands, the arms. We have that anointing from God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare it. I believe it. I know God is able. God is going to remember us all one by one. And I want to say to you tonight that it's a night that what God is doing for us. And tonight is a night that Sonya Thompson is going to teach us tonight. Hello, Sonya.
Good evening, Dr. Hunter. How you doing?
I'm blessed in you. Go for it. Tell the world what the Lord has laid on your heart.
Well, I've been... Today has been quite a day for me, and I just want to give God the glory. First of all, as I get on the radio this evening, I just want to start off with a word of prayer.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Lord God, just to come before your throne and just lay everything down before you, Lord God. We cast all our care on you, for you care for us. And Father, as we on this radio tonight, we just say, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Father, speak through us a word in due season for all of us. And Father, we just lift up each and every listener, each and every speaker this evening, oh God, that it be all about you. And Father God, we ask you to create in us clean hearts and renew the right spirit that we may serve you, we can receive from you. Give us good ground tonight, Lord God, that we, this word will be planted well and will produce harvest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I've been looking at a very interesting scripture today. And it's 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10.
2 Corinthians.
And.
If it's 2 Corinthians, what?
Chapter 5 and verse 10.
Okay.
2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. And it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. That's a real serious one, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And you know what?
That's a full of cover right there.
That's the truth right there.
Amen.
That's the truth from the Word of God. And you know, I have a Bible here that gives a commentary on it that was very interesting. You know, it talks about the Bible, how the Bible teaches that believers, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we think, okay, well, if something do happen, I can repent and that'll be the end of it. No, it's not the end of it. Because everything will go before this judgment seat of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says it right here.
That's what it says.
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. so this judgment seat of Christ, and, you know, I know I'm not through with this because this may be just for me. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to work with it tonight, and it seems like it's something that I will be studying for a while. It's the impending judgment of Christians. Should, you know, the commentator says that this should perfect us in the fear of the Lord. This ought to help us walk in the fear of the Lord every day, to think about that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and that that we will receive the things done in our body according to that we have done, whether it be good or bad. Now, that's something to think about day to day, all day. And that ought to give us a reverential fear of the Lord as we are communicating, as we are interacting with one another, with the people that we come in contact with, the situations and circumstances, how we conduct ourselves, how we behave ourselves. We ought to always think that we're going to appear before His judgment seat of Christ. That is the accountability in itself.
My God.
You know, when we're thinking about something, if thoughts come on our mind, to grab ourselves and get control of what is happening in our mind, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Oh.
You know, I was going, you know, we all got something going on in our life.
Amen.
Everybody's dealing with something. And as I was shaking today, as I got emotional today, as I went through those different things today and kept asking the Lord to help me, He helped me with this scripture.
And
I said, amen, Lord, amen.
Amen.
Because you need, you know, one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control.
Yes, it is.
And that is, you know, I call that self-leadership.
Yes.
Because we are, first of all, before we lead anybody else, we need to lead ourselves. And this scripture will help us. Because we, you know what, as I'm dealing with you, Dr. Hunter.
Yes.
I can't be saying something to you one way and then I'm talking about you in another way to somebody else.
That ain't no good.
See, that's what we do, though. We do that kind of thing. And then we'll go to service, or we'll get on this radio and we're going to critiquing one another. You know, and we go to doing all these type of things that we pick this mess up from the world. This is this natural human nature that Jesus was talking about when He said, "I know human nature." See, we got this human nature, but we got the Word of God will straighten up this human nature. Because once we get into this Word, this mirror, and see scriptures like this ought to change something in our life.
Tell
you what, it changed something in me today. Because I was just letting all kind of stuff crowd me out. I mean, I tell you what, I was losing that good fight of faith. I was on the down count. And I said, I cried out to the Lord. And it brought me to this scripture. And this scripture has started shaking me today. Wait a minute now. Look at what's going on here with life. See, this day, we're living our life. See, we don't have yesterday. Yesterday, we already used it. That's the past. And as we go through these days that we have, we need to realize what is the truth of the matter today. As these thoughts are coming back on my mind, as these situations are happening, as the phone is ringing, as this is going on, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
As the person is saying
this to me, as, you know, I got this call, they said, well, you need to do this way. No, I'm not going to do what everybody else is doing. Because I got to appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
My God.
This is real.
My God, my God.
This the Word of God is real. How we are conducting ourselves, how we are behaving ourselves, the decisions we're making, to follow behind some of these things of the world, cheating on our taxes, lying. I mean, these are just bold-faced lies that you know you're lying. You know, we're doing the Sapphira, Ananias, the Sapphira, you know. We do that kind of stuff all the time. And maybe I'm talking to me tonight.
Speak it.
And that's fine. I can talk to me because we need to realize whether I got a mother in the word. You know how these people have these moms and dads in the word that they call themselves holding, you know, each other accountable. No, this will hold you accountable right here. This is accountability. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. And I love what this says about this. It should perfect us in the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
Because
if
we think about living with a reverential fear of the Lord, there's nothing that is outside his sight. If God is omniscient and omnipresent, he's an all-seeing, all-knowing God. He sees you when nobody else sees you. He knows exactly what we are doing, and we're going to have to give an account for it. I had a phone call today talking about do this and do that. You know, you could probably get, you know, some benefits out of this and that. And I thought about that for a while. And I said, you know what? What would I gain to get a couple of more $1,000 a month and lose my soul?
Yes.
We're not really thinking about things when we conduct our life like that. We're living before God. So, saints, I had to share this tonight.
My God.
I had to share this tonight because it was pressing on me, and you know, it was. And I'm looking for a word from the Lord. You know,
amen.
I was looking for something else. This is what came, and I just give him praise for it right now because as I started sharing with you, it looked like something lifted off me. And I know it's the right direction.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord. You know, I was looking at these, and it's right before I came on here, I would open up this Barnes note on the whole Bible. It said it is proper, fit, necessary that we should all appear there. This fact to which Paul now refers is another reason why it was necessary to lead a holy life.
This
is why Paul gave himself with so much diligence and self-denial to the arduous duty of his office. You know, and that's what I went to, too, before we got on here. I thought about that scripture that Jesus said, if any man will follow me.
My God. Oh, glory.
He said, and it's a question with a condition. If any man. You know, if any man will follow me, or you deny yourself. And
deny
then I said, oh, Lord. I said, okay. Whatever I want, just say no. Deny it.
My God.
Lay down your life, pick up the cross, and follow me. So there were three things you had to do. Deny yourself, lay it down, lay down your life. And we all, you know, and pick up the cross and follow him. That was four things.
Yeah.
And then he said, when you lay down your life, that's when you're going to find it. So actually, you know, and I'm just talking about me right now.
Yeah.
God lead me to this word tonight. It's showing me how to really have this life and life more abundantly. And I know it sounds like a beating word, but and like it's a word that's just stripping you of everything, you know, or just putting you under the gun, but it's actually breaking you free. You know, this is why Paul placed so much diligence and self-denial on this in this word. And it says that there is a necessity or a fitness that we should appear there to give up our kin. For we are here on trial. We are responsible moral agents. We are placed here to form characters for eternity. Before we receive our eternal allotment, it is proper that we should render our account on the manner in which we have lived and on the manner in which we have improved our talents and privileges. You see, we're going to have to give account on what we did with the talent. All right,
my
Lord.
God. My God.
And it goes on to say, in the nature of things, it is proper that we should undergo a trial before we receive our reward or before we are punished. Lord have mercy. And God has made it necessary and certain by his direct and positive appointment that we should stand at the bar of the final judgment. It says all, both Jews and Gentiles, old and young, bond and free, rich and poor, all of every class and every age and every nation, none shall escape of being unknown, none by virtue of their rank, wealth, none because they have character too poor to be judged, all shall be arranged in one vast assembly. In reference to Revelation 20 and 12 there. You know what? And the thing about it, to appear before this judgment seat, to appear, it says we to manifest, to known, to show openly. It means that we must be manifest or openly shown. We must be seen there and be publicly tried. We must not only stand there, but our character will be seen. All this will be brought before him. You know, I don't want to be shamed before the judgment seat of Christ.
Nope. My God.
Christ is appointed to judge the world, and for this purpose he will assemble it before him and assign to all their eternal allotment. So every individual shall take, receive, and bear away the appropriate reward for the transactions of this life. Amen.
Amen. Preach it, sister. Preach it.
So I thank God. You know, this is a great word because, you know, these things that we have done in the body, the things that we have done in the body, the works that we have done, and you know, we will give an account for it. And I thank God for this word tonight because, you know what? There's always time. We still have time. We still have time. And, you know, this is a cause tonight to rededicate your life, to just evaluate yourself before the Lord. And understanding that we'll stand before this judgment seat is an appropriate time for us to say, Lord, you know what? I missed it there. I missed it here. I missed it there. And just get real before the Lord. Pull, you know, just don't try to sweep these things under the carpet, but just come clean before God and just let him know where you missed it. We have a merciful God. I think David in the Bible said one time, well, God, you know, I don't want to be left to man, but, Lord, let me, you know, I'd rather you judge me. And he was dependent on the mercy of God. So we serve a merciful God. And for him to bring this word out tonight is a blessing. Is a blessing. We have an opportunity to turn it around. To turn it around. And that's what repentance is turning around. and going the opposite direction if we're going in the wrong direction tonight. We have an opportunity to get ourselves before the Lord in repentance. And his word says in 1 John 1 and 9, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So as we look back at this, just kind of summing up everything now, you know, all Christians will be subject to this judgment seat of Christ. There's no exception. And the judgment will occur when Christ returns for his church. And the Bible speaks of believers' judgment as something solemn and serious, especially since it includes the possibility of damage or loss, or being ashamed before him at his coming, and burning up one's whole life work. This is very serious stuff. The believer's judgment, however, will not involve a declaration of condemnation by God. But it is a very serious thing when we look at it, you know. Everything will be made manifest. It means to be revealed openly, publicly. God will examine and openly reveal in its true reality our secret acts, our words, our attitudes, our deeds, our good deeds and our bad deeds, our motives, our lack of love, and our work in ministry. In some, the believers will have to give an account of their faithfulness and their unfaithfulness, of their where they believe in any areas of unbelief. In the light of the grace, the opportunities, and the understanding made available, you know, we're going to give an account of these things, because whom much is given, much is required.
Yes.
So the believer's bad deed was repented of or forgiven, and with respect to eternal punishment, but they are still taken into account when being judged for repayment. He that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And we have some scriptures to back that up, too, in Colossians 3:25 and Ecclesiastes 12:16. I'm not going to go there, but that's what the Bible says. The believer's good deeds and love are remembered by God and rewarded. That's Hebrews 6:10. Whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord.
Yes.
So we just pray to God tonight for this word. Saints, we need to look at this seriously, you know, and I thank God for it. I mean, I wasn't expecting a word like this. I was, expecting some, you know, the Lord to pat me on the head and tell me, you know, I'm with you and all, but he's bringing a great word here. This is a good pat on the head to say, come on now, come on, because you're going to have to appear before this judgment seat. And this is a loving word. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. See, when he gave this great gift, he gave himself. He gave us all he could give. And it was the best gift. And this gift is packed with everything we need for everything we're going through. You know, I'm sitting up here allowing situations to get me emotional. Well, you know what? I didn't have to go in that direction, but I did for a moment. But I thank God for shaking me.
Amen.
Because Christ have done too much for us to buckle up under these little old situations and circumstances in life. He defeated the work of the enemy. So we shouldn't give the enemy no chance to bring this up and to beat us upside the head with it, whatever it is. He's already defeated it. And the bottom line, when we're going through situations and circumstances, we need to run to this word, not run to that telephone and go to calling people, but we need to run to God, run to his word, and read this word, search through these scriptures, ask him to open our eyes, to show us what we need for this moment to get through it. He is not a stranger to what we're going through. The Bible said he went through all these things. So he is our answer. He is our very present help in times of need, in every time. Not just this time or that time or, you know, your time before. No, every need that we got going on, he is our help.
Yes, he is.
So I'm giving myself some good preaching tonight. I needed to hear this, and I thank God for this opportunity to say this because, you know what, I'm hearing exactly what I'm saying.
Amen.
And I thank God for it. And just to give this scripture again, for we must all appear. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Verse 11 says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience.
Yes.
For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart.
Amen.
Those are very serious words tonight, saints. And I tell you what, we need to take heed to what we've heard this evening. We need to take heed to it because the Lord is telling us there is no reason or nothing that we should stand short of victory on. We need to receive all of the finished work of Calvary. Everything that Jesus he was born, lived, and died, and was resurrected for. We need to live out this life in Christ. And we need to take our full benefits every day.
Every day.
And
not
believe
someday,
in
right?
What
Amen.
Christ have done for us. Believe in it. Receiving it. And living it in this world. We need to live it. We need to live a life in Christ.
Amen.
And no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's going on, no matter what's going on, we've got to believe. We've got to believe. And, you know, we've got to believe it to the point of, you know, believing that God can take everything in our past and work it for the good. We need
Amen.
To believe that. We need to believe that he's going to take it and make something good is going to happen to us, that he's going to make that good happen, that his plan and his ways are higher than our ways. We may plan something, or we might have a plan. It may not come to pass because God's plan is the one that's going to manifest here. God's plan. Hello?
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord,
Amen.
For that.
Amen. I'm here.
Amen. I just heard it go silent for a minute. But,
that was a meaty word.
Praise the living
thank
God.
You,
well, tonight that you have delivered the word of God. And Sonia, I want to thank you. I want to believe what God has done for you. One thing that you were saying, and I began to listen, there is a day of judgment come upon the earth that will in various aspects affect all mankind. And I put three things on the Facebook. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. When we take notice in Romans chapter 4 and 10, but we shall, why doest thou judge your brother? Why are we judging each other? Or why doest thou study enough for thy brother? For we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Judgment of works. The Bema seat, which is the judgment seat of Christ. Matthew 16:27 says, for the Son of God shall come with his glory, and his Father with his angels. Hallelujah. And then shall he reward every man according to his works. Judgment of deeds. And a lot of us have done a lot of deeds. I've asked God through Jesus Christ to forgive me, whether it be good or evil. Now hear what it says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. But we must all, every one of us on the radio station, behind the radio station, around the radio station, shall appear before the judgment seat. You mean I can't dodge the judgment seat? Nope. You mean I can't get it? Nope. Why? Because God has put everything into the hand of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. Mm-hmm. According to that, he has done, whether it be good or bad. So like a person say, I didn't do that. Know that through that rock. They know that through the rock. I didn't do that. Know that through that spitball. They know they did. But you know, God has been so good. So we have a royal princess going to teach us now. Come on, Sister Roy, and teach us what God has put on your heart.
Oh, praise the Lord. That was a powerful word tonight, Lord. That was some shaking in the building there, boy. I'm telling you, that was some. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come entering into your gates with praise, thanksgiving, magnifying, exalting, and glorifying you. For truly, Lord God Almighty, you are worthy, 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 24/7, 365, every minute, every second. You are worthy. You are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for being our God. We thank you that we don't have to be fearful of the judgment seat because we have received your Son. We don't have to worry because we've entered into your gates, Lord. We've been washed in your blood, filled with your love. So, God, all of our sins or have been separated from us as far as the east is from the west. We thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven our sins. Over 2,000 years ago, when you hung on that cross, you had us on your mind.
Thank you, Lord
God Almighty, that we will not be in the same judgment seat with the lost and with those who have rejected the living God. We have a different judgment. The righteous, we're the righteousness of Jesus Christ according to his word. We thank you, Lord, for entering in. We have an attitude of gratitude 24/7 because we know, Lord, that if it was not for your mercy and your grace, there we would be lost and forsaken. But because of your grace and mercy, Lord, we can stand boldly and proclaim our love for you and that you truly love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. Let those that hear have a heart that will hear and tune in to the spirit that is said. And anything that I say from the word, Lord, let it be shared abroad in the hearts of those that love you. Please, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we come in this evening thanking the Lord, thanking him for his goodness and his mercy, thanking him for truly the judgment seat of God is going to be a fearful place to be. And if you haven't already made preparations, I would highly, highly recommend you to get prepared to stand before the living God. It is because he already knows us. We're fillets in front of the living God. He know our down settings and our uprising. There is nothing we can do that God don't already know about. There is no secret that is withheld. But the word of God say he forgets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. But oh, what will the day of judgment be for us, for those who have not received the living God? The word of God says plainly, as I've said all the time, no man can say Jesus is Lord but
by
the Holy Ghost. Jesus is Lord. Have you made him Lord? Lord of your life, Lord of your mind, Lord of your thoughts. Bible says the first commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is to love our neighbors as ourselves. This ain't something you might want to do. This ain't something you might want to think about. This is something you got to do. This is what we got to do. Just like we got to stand at the judgment seat of God, you got to love. You got to love. I know there's some hard people out there to love. They lie on you. They talk about you. They poke fun at you. I know in our flesh, we don't like that. That does not please our flesh. But just like the sister just said, how dare we? How dare we let these little trivial things, something, some human being who got to stand before the judgment seat of God, just like we do, and how dare we let that have some effect on us, as if they had a heaven or a throne for us to sit on? Why would we let mere man have any power? He ain't got no power. We have been made what we are. We are the righteousness of God. And 1 John 4:17 says, as he is, so are we. Do you understand that? We have been given power and authority. And I tell you, we don't have to look for that great and notable judgment day with fear and trembling. Well, we do need the fear. I mean, you can't help but fear. I promise you. You can't help it.
Amen.
You just can't help but fear. I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I love the Lord. But I tell you, I do fear standing in front of him, knowing that he done washed away all my sins, knowing that I'm going to fall 10 zillion steps short of what I would desire to be. But if my righteousness could have put me there in the first place, which it couldn't, did you hear me now? Did you hear me now? My righteousness could not put me there. All the good I could do for a zillion years could never make me worthy to stand before the living God. Never. So don't get it confused, my friends. Don't get it confused. You cannot earn your way to heaven. It is grace, and it is a gift. It is unmerited. It is something. And do you already know? Ephesians chapter 1, I'm coming from to you now. Ephesians chapter 1, that before the foundation of the world, we were chosen, predestinated, and called to be the servants of the Most High God.
Yes.
And we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. Do you hear me now? God, dear son,
yes,
we're the kingdom kids. We're mighty through God in Jesus. In Jesus. He is seated at the right hand of the Most High. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hosanna,
hallelujah.
Hosanna, glory be to him who is just. All judgment has been committed unto Jesus. God has given all judgment to Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, and when he has delivered, glory, his kids. The church up to the Father, then he himself shall become subject back unto the Most High God. I am excited about God. Yes, we're living in terrible times, but fear not, my friends. Have every confidence that if you surrender, you will not be made ashamed. If you yield yourselves to the living God, because I'm telling you, these lies are increasing out here. These demons are increasing with their drudgery and their lies. I mean, any fool that believes we came from monkeys, and yes, I say you're a fool. The Bible says God created the earth and all that is in it. The Bible says God took and made Adam a living man and breathed into his soul. God, we didn't graduate from monkeys up to now. And why come we still ain't progressing if that was the truth, which I would never believe anyway. I believe God's virgin. Don't be fooled. Believe God. Don't be fooled. We were not from no apes, children. We are made by God. God breathed into us and we became living souls. That is why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul will gonna go back to the earth, but God's going to get his people, going to get the soul. So believe me, you don't want to believe these lies that the devil is telling you about how everybody is saved, everybody is happy. That's all that new age, the new age. Everybody has a different way to Christ. There's many ways to God. Those are all lies, all lies. I want you to know the truth. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is life, the way, the truth, and life. There is no other way. There ain't no other way. I've staked my life on it. Jesus is the way. Let me tell you something. If he is not the way, then why so many of us have been born again who have tasted and seen that the Lord is good? How come so many of us have been endowed with power from on high if Jesus Christ ain't the way? But we know if our gospel be he, it is he to those that are lost. So my friend, please study the word. Search them scriptures and see if they tell you the truth, because in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they that testify of God. The scriptures, not me only, but the scripture testify of God. And you will find life and his nourishment for your bones, his nourishment for your soul. And you will live for eternity, rejoicing forevermore. Yes, there is a dreadful judgment day coming. Oh, yes, it is more frightening than your imagination could ever imagine. Oh, there is no comparison to that day. Let me tell you something. If it even wasn't so, to be anywhere in existence without the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it is hell. Hear me now. Hear me now. Yeah. You're standing in a corner and it's paradise all around, as you think. And Jesus Christ is not there. It is hell. It is hell. Now, there we know in the Greek there's many definitions of hell. Gehenna, grave, all those things. But let me tell you, forget those terminologies. It is a terrible place to be without Christ. So you can give it any title and paint any picture. But if God ain't there, it is worse than our little description of hell, where they're going to be weeping and gnashing and burning for eternity. Eternity! You are a living soul, people. You are a living soul. Yes, when you stop breathing, when you stop breathing and your heart stops beating, you are still going to be living. Yes, your flesh won't be moving. Your brain won't be clicking. Your eyes won't be blinking. But you're going to be just as alive.
My God.
As you was before you left the body. So please, I beg of anyone out there who's been caught up in any of this new age or this creation, this, that man that started all this. I mean, why y'all want to believe a person who can bleed and die and never return? That's the catch now.
See, that's the catch.
Jesus Christ, he bled. He died, he was buried, he rose.
He rose, hallelujah.
He rose, I want you to understand that. But don't believe a person like me who's going to die, who been believing, who bleeds, and ain't going to rise until Jesus Christ pulled me out of that grave. But Jesus rose on his own. Get it straight now. Get it straight. Jesus rose on his own. God did not suffer him to see corruption. Do you understand me? Even though he went to hell and preached there for 3 days, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
When all these New Age teachers be telling you all these lies, these people got to see Jesus, just like the sister just said. I mean, that sister, really. I mean, I praise God for that teaching tonight. It is the truth, it's the truth, it's the truth.
Hallelujah.
We must all stand before the judgment seat of God. But what will that day of judgment be for you? Will it be because you're under the blood of Jesus, or will it be that you stand there buck naked, destitute, and totally lost? No hope for you in this world or the next. What will it be for you? My God, this God, he has done everything he can do. He said, in Revelations, he said, my arms are open wide. If you hear me knock on your door, answer, come and I will sup with you. He will sup with you. He don't have nothing but love for you. He don't want you to go to hell. He don't want you to turn your back on him. He don't want you to forsake him. He will never forsake you. Come to the Lord Jesus while you have breath. We don't know when the hour. We don't know when the moment. We don't know the time. We don't, not one of us knows what it is when our time is up. You, some of us might live to be 100, and some might live not the next see the night through. We don't know. But one thing you should know, if you surrender and yield and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life, just ask him simply, Father God, if you're real, let me know about this Jesus. Let me know. Everybody talk about him. Everybody running around praising him, glorifying him, magnifying him. And some even curse him and use his name in profanity. Yes, sir. But they don't know no better. Jesus said it on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not. They know not what they do. So I am just, first, I do want to read to you, though, scripture. I've given you lots of scriptures tonight. I was coming, I hadn't planned to come that way, but she just lit my soul up on judgment. I do want to give you some scriptures on judgment. She came about the judgment seat. I do want to give you judgment. One is Deuteronomy 1:17. All his ways are judgment. Deuteronomy 32:4. Lord knows by judgment he executed. Psalms 9:16. Execute judgment. Isaiah 16:3. Jeremiah 21:12. 22:23. Ezekiel 18:8. 45:9. Zechariah 7:9. This is not judgment seat. This is judgment, okay? Keep judgment and justice, Isaiah 56:1, Hosea 12:6. Judgment is turned away backwards, Isaiah 59:14. Who turned judgment to wormwood, Amos 5:7. Be in danger of the judgment. Now, Jesus taught, this was Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:21-22. His judgment was taken away, Acts 8:33. The judgment of God, Romans 1:32. And we know what Romans, all of you out there that are listening, some of our
people who have recently married the same sex and all that. Oh, you all know Romans chapter 1 very good. I'm sure y'all have heard that chapter very good. And so this verse 132 comes right after telling you that they're going to receive the judgment of that, because they choose not to honor God's holiness. Not only them, don't get me wrong, all those that are listed there, but there's a better list in Revelation chapter 21. Please read that list for me. Read that list for yourself, because this sister has just opened up a portal tonight about the judgment seat. So let me tell you who all will not. I want to keep you in mind, because that's the way the Holy Spirit is going tonight. And it's a fearful thing, as I told you in the beginning. It's a fearful thing, the Bible says, to fall into the hand of a living God. It's a fearful thing. I tell you, we laugh, we joke, we make fun. And, you know, we Christians are made the ridicule of the earth. Oh, you believe in God. What your God doing for you? They just laugh and make fun of us. I've been made fun of for 40-something years. I understand it. I don't have a problem with that. I don't mind being the butt of somebody's joke, because the Bible says, and I want you to find this. This is in the Psalm. God laughs.
God
laughs. God laughs at the derision of men. Yes, and do you blame him? Can you blame him? I am God. I've created mankind, breathed the breath of life in him, and he don't have enough sense to try and come to me, who has life for it, eternal life. We ain't talking about just life. And Jesus said abundant life.
Abundant.
And that abundant. So, yes, they're making fun now, and it's good. I mean, they are on TV. They use the Lord's name in vain, and it's all a big joke. Oh, the Christians, they this, they that. Oh, boy, but it won't be no laughter at the judgment seat of Christ. It won't be no laughter. When God, who had to turn his head away from his beloved son, he asked, Father, why have you forsaken me? Why have thou forsaken me? Because God couldn't look upon all the sin that Jesus had upon him, mine and yours and the whole world to come. He had all the sins on him. The sin of the whole world was on him. And you think, for 1 minute that he gonna say, yeah, brother, yeah, you rejected my beloved son, and I don't mind, you can come on in. I'll overlook you, because I'm a God of love, a God of mercy, God of truth. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Please understand me. No, sir. He can't do it. Well, you've heard God can't lie, and God can't lie, and God can't accept anybody who rejects his son. Get it straight. He can't. His hands is tied. He's in a box. He can't do it. He just can't do it. He can't do it, because Jesus Christ was God, manifested in the flesh, preached unto the Gentiles, justified in the Spirit, and
received
to glory. So the Colossians chapter 1 say, and John, I always go to Colossians, but John chapter 1 say,
in the beginning.
In the beginning. Word. Word. Glory.
Yeah. Word. God. And God was with us. So, God can't. So, yes, watch them idiots make fun of God on the television. But it ain't going to be at that judgment seat that sister spoke about earlier. And it ain't going to be no jokes, not a smile, not a crack of joke. It ain't going to be no funny thing at the judgment seat. So come to Jesus now while you got the breath breathing in your body, while you got the brains and the mind, and resist the devil because he's a liar. The devil is a liar. Resist him. Draw nigh unto God, and God will draw nigh unto you.
Praise
I love you all in the mighty name, in the precious blood of Jesus. Because not because I'm anything. I once was lost, but now I'm also found. I was on my way to hell, but God saved me, and I know he can save you. Surrender and yield yourselves to Christ. He's everything you'll ever need. The devil will lie to you and tell you all kind of lies. But I
yes,
promise you, God will not lie. God will not lie. So I thank you for being with me this evening, and I ask you to keep on going the rest of the evening with the rest of the saints that's going to come on, because that first saint that was on there, I'm telling you, I thank God for her. I thank God for the word that came through her. I thank God for the word that just came through me, because truly it was God himself speaking through me. And my heart is breaking and bleeding. In the name of Jesus, you have a blessed evening. Tonight.
Amen. Well, you know, tonight we just thank God, because we know that God, the Holy Spirit, is moving. And when we take notice of the Holy Spirit, because he is working in the earth realm today, because on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus moved to heaven, there was a 10-day separation for the Holy Spirit. When he entered the earth on the 10th hour, something happened to those people. And they were from all nations. Hallelujah, in the book of Acts. And one thing I will say, tonight, what has been preached tonight, taught tonight, God, I took a whole bunch of notes. Good God Almighty. From the first one to now. One thing we come to understand, each one will teach in truth in the Bible. Because when you got the B-I-B-L in you, you don't care what nobody says about you. Nobody says to you. You don't try to get even with them. You smile up and keep walking and let God get the revenge. Because God say he will get the revenge for us. And I want to tell each one of the listeners tonight, hallelujah. Well, I want to say this one more time before I let the young lady come in, Latrice. And the word of God says he came near the place when the roar goes down Mount of Olives. The whole crowd of disciples began joyful to praise God in a loud voice for all the miracles he had sent. We're living in a time, a day of miracles. Some people don't want to see no miracles happen. Some people won't pray about no miracles. But you got to get out there and do what God has told you to do. Mark 16 says, go ye therefore into all the world, not just some, all the world. All the world is next door. It's around the street. It's the next city. It's the next state. Because there are some people out there needing our hands to touch them. And that's why I keep asking you to pray for me as I pray for you. We pray one for another that we know, cause so we won't have to sit up and try to judge each other. I don't have that time. And what God has done for me, he's doing it for you. So tonight we got Latrice is coming on. Latrice, God bless you. Hello? Well, she got stuck in the crowd. Are you there? F-U-S-E-L-I-E-R, the evangelist, are you there? Well, I'm going to say this. When we take God at his word, and I always say this to God, Sometimes I don't get no sleep because I keep hearing the sweet lowliness of God. And see, I understand when I read the book of Psalms where Jesus said I was with him face to face. Face to face. That's looking in the mirror. God and the Father, God and the Holy Ghost, they were face to face. And they saw each other. They talked to each other. And they said, these things we're getting ready to do. Now, what's going to happen? And so the plan was set in motion that the Son of the living God will come down, manifested in flesh, and set us free. Hallelujah. And so some of y'all got so much teaching. I tell you, so much teaching that y'all teaching. And one thing I will say, we're living in a time right now because the power of the Holy Spirit is upon us. We have the right to cast down every evil spirit, every lying spirit. We have the right. Because when you go back to what was said in the beginning of the message, good God Almighty, and I just said, oh my God, every one of us shall stand before God. I don't care if you're a billionaire, if you're a pennyaire, if you're poor, you're rich, you're black or white, you're going to have to stand before God. I don't care if you got the biggest church, the biggest ministry, the biggest whatever, you're going to have to stand before God. And a lot of people don't want to do that. See, we can go in the book and we can write up some things, what we believe God has put on our heart. Let me tell you something, what I've come to find out. When it's on your heart, as God said to Joshua, he said, take these words and meditate upon them day and night. Don't let them depart from you. The word of God, what was the word of God? Jesus Christ, when it came alive, let the word, what God has told you to meditate. Meditate means to mutter, to speak it to yourself. You got to keep speaking to yourself. And I want to praise the living God for everything God has done tonight. And I want you to notice here that every one of us has been inviting someone else to come around the nation to be a great move of this God and lifting their voices to the Lord Jesus Christ and let the Holy Spirit have its way. Latrice, have you arrived now? Hello? Well, I guess you're not coming on tonight, so... Latrice, are you coming on? Well, I guess the phone is... She was having some problem with her phone today, so I'm trying to give that time to... Are you there? So that we can do what needs to be done. And sometimes the Holy Ghost can get so powerful as a young man, an old man. Hallelujah. I watched the anointing just flow in me. Nobody was standing there, but I was talking to God. I got so weak in the spirit, my knees buckled. They buckled. And I bowed before God because God came in and showed me what he wanted to do. I haven't forgotten it. I'm moving. And I just know when you see somebody out there begging and doing what they're supposed to be doing, and see, some people don't know what's going on. Yeah, they do. They know. I'm not going to lie for them. Some people know, but they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to do nothing. Ain't you, can't you, won't you, don't you? I love the Lord with all my heart. And I say this to every believer. All of you, the time that's been put in you for you, it's all about God. It's all about God. And see, I will say this much. To God be the glory. Now, Latrice, are you coming on or not? I know she said she had a great mess, something she had to do, but I'm going to give her a few minutes, one more time, and see if she's going to come on, because the word of God can't stop. It must move forward. It must move forward. See, we have to take authority over every evil force that comes against us. It must.
Yeah,
Amen. And unless we do it, ain't nothing going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Because The devil comes in to destroy. He comes to kill, to destroy. I am with the people. I'm with the message of the people. And the people, I'm going to tell what Jesus told me to tell them. See, the Holy Spirit moves on the heart of every believer to tell a person. If you know a person is a sinner, you got to go to them and tell them individually. I don't want to embarrass anybody because I done found out through what I've been through. I'm going to say what God has said me to say. I think she should come right now. Hallelujah. Hello, hello, Latrice, how you doing? Are you on? Wow.
Is she unmuted? Have you got her
on mute? No phones are muted. From my side, no phones are muted. She done calling with two numbers, but she keep calling back in. I don't know if something's wrong with her phone or not. But I see her number, so she done come on. All she got to do is say live. All she got to do is start speaking the word.
It's the phone. It ain't her.
See, the whole thing of it is the day I found this out in Houston. The phone, that was a phone, something they said today. Every phone dropped. In Houston, Texas. Every phone. And I don't know if that's a plan of the enemy or what.
Amen.
But people are the purpose of God. God came down for people. And he began to talk with people. He began to show people. He began to love people. Some rejected him. Some didn't. And you know, when I see what God has said, he says, separate yourself from who those that are speaking, that live in faith. See, some people don't want to speak about faith. They want to speak F-A-T-E. They want to beg, to borrow. But if you take the word of God, that's what I've taken, the word of God. See, you got to separate yourself from the speaking. All right. Lord, please. See, but I take notice of God. But be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. A believer don't care about us. Am I right about it, somebody?
Amen. You're right.
With unrighteous. Ain't going to happen. And what communion has light with darkness. Communion. When we have a communion, we come before the living God in the name of Jesus Christ. And the devil is a liar. He is a liar. He is a liar. He is a liar. I mean, you know why he's a liar? Because he was a liar from the beginning. He's a liar even right now.
Amen.
And he don't care how he lies. He just lies. He just lies. He just lies. He lies. He lies. And he don't care how he lies on us. You did this, didn't you? No, I didn't do that. See? My God. See, we just got to keep the faith. We just got to keep it. Because if we don't, hello, come on there. You on there now? Well, I see it. Is you coming on, right? Okay, I've been waiting. We've been waiting on her. Okay, well, that's all right. We just move forward. Amen. Well, you come on there. Come on there. One thing I found out, Latrice is trying to come on tonight, but somehow there's some thing that she's overcoming. But I will say this to us. Tonight, we take a time to say we praise the living God. And the lines are open to anybody want to say something. The lines open. I've heard such great teaching tonight till it just got me, my God Almighty.
Amen. Me too. I mean, I am just still I'm rejoicing. We're so sorry. We're going to lift up Sister Matrice right quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come praising and thanking you and glorifying you. We know the devil is a liar and he's always trying to protect us. And but we have the victory. Sister Latrice is a powerful woman of God, and God has given her a great vision. And the devil is always trying to hinder her. But we have the victory, and she has the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the victory. We thank you, Father,
God,
for mercy, grace and the love of the unity on this station.
God.
Thank you, Father, for every ear heart that panteth after righteousness and thirst after your truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we just we'll continue this evening with a question and answer or whatever that might be glorifying and magnifying you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I can tell you one thing. That was a powerful word tonight. I felt the fire fall, the minister fall, and then it fell on Pastor Love. And I mean, it just hop. But what I heard in the message tonight, when Minister Sonia was ministering, that I heard newness, first of all, but I also heard a declaration made. When we come in the knowledge of who God is, that's when we begin to fear and reverence who God is. But I heard I heard a declaration made, just like Joshua. He said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's what we have to declare even in our own personal household. When we come in the knowledge of who God is, we should fear and reverence the living God, that we want to see our whole household state, no matter what state they in, what mindset they in, we got to put the word on it. Just like you stepped in and you prayed for Sister Evangelist Latrice. We don't know what the hindrance is. We don't know what the stronghold is. But when we begin to pray and seek after the Holy Spirit, God, the stronghold, who he is, will bring everything into captivity.
Amen.
God bless the Lord for the word tonight from both, from Pastor Love and Minister Sonia. Awesome, awesome word. Just released nothing but fire tonight. And that's what the people need. That's what we all need. We need fire to be increased, and we need fire to be decreased. Because sometimes we talk too much and not allow the Holy Spirit to do what he needs to do. But I bless the Lord on that word tonight. I mean, it just took off. And you talked a little bit about hell. People, you don't want to go to hell. That's the gulf of fire also. And fire do burn. You want to have fire. And it's time to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior. These are some pleas tonight. Begging people to turn around, to declare your household saved. God gave us a word of promise. Our whole household can be saved if we live right. If we live, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that we all things passed away. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. It says, behold, all things become new. That's what they should see. They should see the newness that's on us. It shouldn't be no residue. All things, all that stuff, it's passed away. He got a sea of forgiveness, never to remember it no more. It's thrown away. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for being our Jesus, for being our Redeemer. Thank God for Jesus for reconciling us back to God. Those things are thrown in the sea of forgiveness. As long as you live right, heaven belongs to you. Heaven belongs to me if we live right. That stuff is done away with. Jesus paid it all on the cross. The things that we had to endure to encounter, we don't have to anymore. We allow the Holy Spirit to come in, to invoke that change, to plant that seed of righteousness. There will be fruit off of that tree, off of that branch. He is the branch. I mean, he's the vine, and we're the branch.
Amen.
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 Powerful word. I'm trying to tell you. There was some fire ignited tonight. And I know God gave the... I know God gave Latrice a word. I know that he gave her a word. I know without a shadow of a doubt that he gave her a word on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I say, Latrice, I fight against what fight against you. And I pull down every stronghold, every house, and every dark, and every wicked place. I pull them down tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I pull them down tonight. Every stronghold be destroyed. Every crooked place be made straight. Every rough edge be made smooth tonight in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. That shall not be in the hindrance or no stumbling block. Pull them down tonight in the name of Jesus. Keep your mindset on tonight. And I said, let this mind that be in Christ be in thee also. And those who keep their mind on Jesus, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Let peace be your portion on tonight. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
We got to begin to make some decorations in our own house. Watch God performing. Amen.
Amen. Praise the living God.
Praise
Amen.
Him.
Praise God. Praise God. And Diana, are you on, Diana?
Yes, I'm on.
Well, praise the living God. Praise the living God. So good to hear your voice. And thank you for speaking to me a few moments ago. And I know that the priest told me that she was doing some things that the Lord had her doing, and she couldn't come on out understand what God has her doing. So we thank God for her. We thank God for you. We thank God for everybody on the radio station. And one of the things I will say, I'm going to ask everybody, get 30 minutes to be on the radio station. Let the people hear what you got to say. Let the people hear what God has put in your heart. And I'm telling you, this first group, I said you have a right to do it. Because it's about what God has done for you. And I want you to know this much. Everybody I've met on the radio station, God has sent them by my way. And I want to thank God for them. And you know one thing I began to praise God, and I make no excuse to anybody, for anybody, by anybody. I know what God has promised me. When God healed me, now, a lot of people don't believe what I've said because a lot of people have challenged me. And I said, well, I understand the devil is already weak and lost that battle. When they tell you that God has healed you, God has healed you, and the doctor writes the record, and when he's healed you, that's a done deal. I don't care what nobody says. I just be honest with you. Amen. It's a done deal. Let some people say what they want to say when they want to say it, and let them do what they say they're going to do.
One more, Jason.
Lord, we glorify you on tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So let me show you something. That first lesson burned us out. Now, I'm going to show you something. Woo, Jesus. That first, Sonia, I got five things I want to put down here. And somebody, please, it's in the Word of God. But it calls from study. When you go to school, you begin to get these things. the crown of life or the martyr's crown, given to those who test beyond their endurance. We are all being tested. Are we being tested beyond our endurance? Man, some things we go through sometimes, we don't have no money, we don't have this, we don't have that. But the second thing is the glory, the crown of glory. That's the pastor or the shepherd's crown. And that's why I say everybody want to be a, if you're going to be a good pastor, be a good pastor. Don't be a, just be a good pastor. Feed the flock of God. Feed the sheep of God. And the third one, crown of rejoicing, a soul winning crown. Somebody's rejoicing that they want some souls to Christ. See, this one, when I was in my doctoral school, and they had us to go through all this. I said, wait a minute. And I didn't see some of this stuff. I didn't know that. They didn't tell it to me in the church. But all this, when you begin to study it, you can see what God is saying. He says, a crown of righteousness given to those who love his appearance. Good God Almighty. See, he's made it apparel for all of us. Some of us, we know he's coming back. We know he's coming back. We know he's coming back. But we're just rejoicing at his appearance. And one sister that I know, when I call her sometime and talk with her, she got the word of God on her house. And the word of God is flooding her house. Wow. Praise God. And the fifth one is crown incorruptible of the victor's crown, given to those who did not yield to lust or temptation in the flesh. Now that's one right there. The crown of incorruptible of the victor's crown, who didn't give in to yield. That last one, F-L-E-S-A, L-U-S-T. The flesh and lust can work hand in hand if you don't know the living God. But when you come into the three judgment seat I speak about, God has forgiven us. All the sins of past been forgiven us. But these are the crowns. He don't see that. God don't see that. They don't see that no more. He sees the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And one of the things I can say more what God is doing for us and above our believers' sins will judge that Calvary. See, the sins were already judged. And I looked at it, so wait a minute. This stuff is backward. No, it's forward. Here's where judgment begins. The sins of the believer in Christ were judged by the death. Listen to it. Death, burial, and resurrection. In Hebrews chapter 2, 14 to 15, speaks of the fact that Christ entered the world in human form of Jesus. As sin had been committed in the realm of humanity, Adam be Adam sin. God had to find a way through his son, Jesus Christ, to set it free. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, who has been delivered from the bondage of sin and death, which is eternal spiritual separation from God. Now, I'm just pressing in what God has laid on our hearts as the believers. Many times we see things, we want to see. What I've come to understand, I see the line, there's a lot of people on the radio station now. I'm not going to challenge you, but I'm going to tell you we're praying for you. We're believing God for you. I'm a prayer warrior. I believe that God can do anything he wants to do, but it's up to you. You got to come before God. See, all the time, just because you want somebody to pray for you, you got to pray for yourself. You got to join that prayer crowd. See, and you got the Holy Spirit. Good God Almighty. The Holy Spirit. And so people are, see, who is the Holy Spirit? Who is he? He's the third part of heaven. Hallelujah. And see, we ought to get to know him better in the latter days. Because he has a mind, he has a soul, and he has knowledge. Good God Almighty. Ah, yandere, he so koro, sikiri yandere ha. My God, my God. Woo, Jesus. And tonight's been a night that I just say praise the living God. And we got about 4 minutes left, and I'm going to ask someone on the radio station, have a spoken tonight. If you got a word, you can speak tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just keep going. Let me share something with you. The Holy Spirit comforts us through these dynamic, the dynamite power. Dudamus. See, we don't want to talk about what God has given us. And I say this to those of us who can believe, because the days we're not living in, we have to live in the dudamus. There are different forms of the Holy Ghost given. The first one is you receive, when you receive that, when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, it was a boom. Everything was broken or loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything was broken. So we give God the glory. We give God the glory. And see, the Holy Spirit directs us, each and every one of us, through the Word of God, and through inspiration. We're inspired. We're inspired what God is doing. And so, beloved, I'm saying again, if anybody want to come on the radio station, please, my email address is willyjhunter@yahoo.com. Slowly. willyjhunter@yahoo.com. I give you the time to come on for one whole month. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, I'll send you something else you have to do. Won't you send it up now? No. That does have to obey what God has shown me. Well, some people try to sneak in and sneak out. But I want to say tonight, I want to ask her if she's on the line, because she gets such a powerful word this morning. Sonia, still on the line with us? Sonia?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and end us with prayer.
Who are you asking for?
Sonia.
Oh.
Oh, go ahead and end us with prayer. Go ahead and end us with prayer. Diane.
Oh, wow. Well, Heavenly Father, I thank you for grace tonight. Grace to hear your word, grace to be changed, grace to continue to seek you, Lord, for the things that you require of us in our lives, and grace, Lord, to just be obedient to the things that you give us to do, Lord. I just thank you for grace, because every day we fall short, but we're not perfect, Lord God. You see past our faults, Lord, and you close us with your glory in spite of ourselves, Father God.
Amen.
For those who need to hear, to know the love of God tonight, Lord, I just lift every one of them to you tonight, Lord. You know who they are. Those who feel like they're not good enough, those who feel like they can't meet the mark. Or those who just feel way, Lord God, and having a deeper relationship with you, Lord. I thank you for your grace tonight, that you will just open up their heart to receive more of you and less of themselves, Lord, and that you will empower them to know that no matter what they're doing, where they're at, where they may find themselves, Lord God, that you are still with them, because you are known as Emmanuel, God is with us. I like to encourage everyone tonight just to know that Jesus is always there, and he's never left us nor have he forsaken us. For he is ever near to all those who call on his name. Lord, to those who are sick in their bodies, Lord, I thank you for healing of their bodies, Lord God. I also thank you for healing of their emotions and their mind, Lord God. I thank you that you give them a new mindset, Lord God, that they would lean more on you and less on the way they think or who they think they are, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that when they look in the mirror, they see Jesus and not themselves, Lord. And in seeing Jesus, they know that all things are possible in God because they believe in him, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through his Son. So in everything that we require, everything that we need, everything we hope for, we go through the Son to receive the Father in the name of Jesus. I bind up, Lord God, every spirit of infirmity, Lord God, that try to attack the hearts and souls of your people, Lord God. I come against in the name of Jesus, in and everything that is not of you, Lord God. loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. Now, this is the power of the Holy Spirit to come in to remove, surgically remove and clean up anyone whose heart may be darkened by the things of this world, Lord God. And Father, as we go to sleep tonight, Lord God, I thank you for peaceful rest, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For those who trust in you sleep in peace, Lord. And as we wake up in the morning, Lord God, thank you for waking up for a brand new day. For your compassions are new every day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And when we wake up in the morning, Lord God, let everyone on this prayer line wake up with such a joy in you, Lord God, that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are indeed with them. Father, you say in your, and Jesus said, you say in your word to only believe. And believe is.
Thank you, Lord.
The manual lives in everything, Lord God, that he is always with us. We have the victory in him. Lord God, we are seated at the right hand of God in Christ Jesus, and the enemy of our hearts and soul is under our feet. And we have the victory, Lord God, that Jesus lives on the inside of us. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on the phone and their family and those that's near and dear to them, Lord God. Cloaking them with the blood, Lord God, protect them from every attack of the enemy. The inner weapon that an enemy trying to form will not prosper. And they will take up our arsenal of weapons in the spirit, Lord God, to take the word. But the weapons are weapons, they're not flesh and blood weapons. But they're mighty through you for the pull down of every stronghold in our life, Lord God. And Father, I thank you also that nothing could come against a strong man in his house unless a strong man let him. And I thank that everyone on the prayer line, Lord God, is a strong man. You're a strong man in you, Lord Jesus. And because they believe in you and that great intercessor on the line, that everything they pray for, everything they look up to you will not fall to the ground, Lord God. As it's being raised up, the angels of the Lord are telling me to bring to them the answer, Lord God, the petition that they have so earnestly seek you for in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we close this prayer tonight. But we give you the glory for everything we have already done in this day. And everything we continue to do in our, this night, even in our sleep, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Remember, the Lord love you, and I'll see you on the other side. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.